This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Cincinnati certainly knows how to celebrate the season with all kinds of holiday happenings. Give us a call and tell us about your favorite holiday event, 513-419-7100. Later in the show, advice for your holiday travels and studying the effect of climate change on the Rocky Mountain Apollo butterfly. But first, city officials are trying to figure out how to deal with a big obstacle the Cincinnati Streetcar Project has run into. WVXU's Jay Hanselman is here to explain it. Jay, what's causing all the hand-wringing over the streetcar project right now?
Well, you know, it's a season of giving, and for reporters, the streetcar is the project that just keeps on giving. The officials who are managing the streetcar project present once a month to a council committee, and they made a presentation on Tuesday. And there was one slide in their presentation that's got a lot of attention, and it's the contingency fund for the project. That started out with more than $9 million in it. And if all worst-case scenarios were to come true or to happen, it could be down to a projected amount of $80,000, and that's causing some concern. Opponents are saying that $80,000 is not enough left in the fund with what is yet to happen. There are still several months of construction to go. Supporters say, well, even that $80,000 is if every worst-case scenario were still to happen, there's still $80,000 left in the contingency fund. So, and then there's also the argument, well, how did we get here? And opponents say, well, there were some actual costs that should have been included in the streetcar project construction budget that the former mayor and administration didn't want to put in those budgets because it made the cost of the streetcar go up, so they shifted it to the contingency budget. And supporters say, well, while that might be true, there was also $1 million taken from the contingency project a year ago when the project was paused for 3 weeks while the mayor and council decided whether to allow it to go forward.
So how is the city going to address this? Are they going to have to cut some corners to finish the project?
The mayor and the city manager, a couple council members, met with John Dietrich and Chris Eilerman. They're the point people on the streetcar project yesterday. And essentially, the marching order to Mr. Dietrich and Mr. Eilerman are to essentially take what's left construction-wise and go line by line. And the manager's words were, look at what's needed and what's desired. And so they're going to go line by line, and there may be some things that would have been nice to have been included in the streetcar project that could, in fact, now come out of the project because there may not be enough money to pay for it. And I asked for examples of that. The only one that they pointed out was bike racks. Apparently, there is a proposal that there would be a bike rack at each of the stops for the streetcar, and it could be that those bike racks would come out of the plan. Now, that may not take out a whole lot of money from the project, but that's one example that they cited.
Now, couldn't City Council just vote to give more money to the project, and how likely would that be to happen?
That is a possibility. I mean, anytime you're faced with an issue of a budget, you either cut something or you can add more money to it. Right now, what I'm hearing is there will not be any more money. The city has committed $148 million to this project, and you figure out a way to build it for $148 million. Council could vote to add that. The only problem that could create, there would have to be six votes because Mayor Cranley has said there will be no more money for the streetcar project, and he would likely veto anything that came out of council, and it takes six votes to override his veto. But privately, talking with some council members right now, the line is no more money. But I think secretly, if, you know, last year there was some arguments about, well, we've already spent $80 million, why stop? We've wasted $80 million, and we have nothing to show for it. If you got down to, let's say, there was like a $1 million deficit, you know, by the time this thing's ready to start operating in 2016, are they really going to say, okay, we've got $148 million spent and we're not going to have anything to show for it? So I think the message right now is going to be there will be no more money. If things push comes to shove when this thing is actually ready to launch and they're a little short, then that could be a different subject.
Mayor Cranley campaigned on his opposition to the streetcar project. Is there any chance the project could be derailed because of the budget issues it's facing?
I don't think there's going to be, like you said in the beginning, I think a lot of hand-wringing here in the next couple of weeks, but I don't see that there's going to be another vote to to pause the project. I mean, I think the six council members who voted to allow the project to continue are still behind it. They're going to have to sharpen some pencils and come up with a way to close what could be a deficit. And again, it depends on which side you listen to. Opponents say, you know, you've only got 80,000 left. Supporters say, look, that's if every worst case scenario came true. And even if that happened, we still got $80,000 left. So I think there'll be some pencil sharpening and going through the numbers, but I don't see anything imminent right now that's going to say, okay, let's revisit this if it should can continue or not.
So I take it there are several council members who are optimistic that this is all going to be worked out.
I think so. And, you know, it remains, we're probably going to know more by the end of the month or the first part of January as to what some of these needed items versus desired items are, and then that'll kind of play out early part of next year. So as the gift that keeps on giving, I fully expect that it will keep on giving well into the new year.
It'll keep you employed.
It will keep me employed.
Thanks, Jay.
Thank you.
WVXU's Jay Hanselman. After the break, a look at holiday events around Greater Cincinnati. You can join the conversation at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Santa swimming with sharks or rappelling down a skyscraper, live nativity scenes, an authentic German Christmas market, a Victorian Christmas, all manner types and styles of trains, lights, and music. There's even a rain dog parade. I'd like to see that. And here to give us a sample of the many events around town that celebrate the season are Tricia Suit, Director of Marketing for Downtown Cincinnati Incorporated, Rebecca Calkin, Manager of Digital Communication for ArtsWave, and Mike Deininger, co-owner of Mica 12V and president of the Central Vine Street Business Association. Thanks, everybody, for being here this afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
So what's your favorite holiday event? Give us a call, 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And, Tricia, I was looking over the list of all there is to do this time of year, and there are so many events. Where do you start? What are the must-see holiday events downtown?
You can start chronologically, but we have a lot going on. Tomorrow is our final Macy's Downtown Dazzle, but before, which is at around 5, it starts. But before that, you can ride Metro's Holly Jolly Trolley, just kind of see all the lights and sights. And then we have horse-drawn carriage rides, and then, of course, Dazzle. We have a UC a cappella group starting at 5, and then at 5:30, the May Festival Chorus and May Festival Youth Chorus with John Morris Russell will be performing before the fireworks and Repelling Santa and all that. So I think it's a big day.
So Repelling Santa, has he already done his thing one time before?
Yes.
Around Thanksgiving,
yes.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
How did that go? Did that draw a lot of people?
We actually have 4 repellers this year. We used to have 3, but it's our 10th anniversary, so we have 4. And it's really fun. And if you've seen it once, it's always fun to see it again. And if you haven't seen it before, it's amazing to see Santa and a couple of elves and Rudolph, who repels Australian style, which is face forward.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he comes
okay.
down. Yeah.
And what building are they repelling
off of? It's the 525 Vine building, right? And they land on Macy's roof. And then we have a light show this year, and because we Cincinnati Bell has come on as a sponsor this year along with Macy's. So we have an incredible light show and an enhanced fireworks show. So it's a blast, as they say.
I have to imagine Santa made it down safely on that first trip.
You know, he's got a lot of experience coming down buildings. So this is just kind of a new thing for him, way to do it. But yeah, he lands safely every time, and it's fun to watch. The kids really, really get a kick out of it too.
You know, kind of along the same lines, Newport on the Aquarium has Santa swimming with the sharks. So
yeah.
Santa's a bit of a daredevil, isn't he?
He is. I mean, we have Segway Santa. There's a red bike Santa this year. So Santa is very active and up to new challenges.
Not bad for a guy his age.
Yeah.
Mike, there's a ton of stuff to do in Over the Rhine this year, and there's an event tomorrow called City Flea Unwrapped Market. What's that about?
Well, the City Flea Market that runs monthly throughout the summer, spring, summer, and fall, wraps up their season around the bandstand in Washington Park. It runs from 5 until 10, I think, and it's kind of a smaller, more intimate occasion. and just a lot of fun with everything else that's going on in the neighborhood.
That's a good way to get some Christmas shopping done, isn't
Absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, yeah. A lot of fine craft participants. It's really well curated. Nick and Lindsay DeWald do a great job bringing together some of the best artist designers and merchants.
And then you also have the Over the Rhine Holiday Home Tour that starts this weekend, right?
We do. That's the first one ever, and it's that's set up to benefit OTR Future Leaders, and it's our first home tour in the neighborhood, mostly around the park. It's 9 refinished homes, rehabbed, and that all starts at the First Lutheran Church there on Race Street.
And tell me about the Light Up Over the Rhine. That's tonight, right?
It is indeed, and they're always looking for volunteers. It's a great event, 1,000 luminaries. They make them in Washington Park, and then teams go out and put them throughout the neighborhood, light them, come back to the park, and light the Christmas tree there in the park. So it's a great event. Agar is a local design group, and they sponsor that and make all the arrangements.
Sounds beautiful. Sounds like it'd be a lot of fun.
It's a great night for the neighborhood.
Rebecca, one of my favorite things to do this time of year is to go see A Christmas Carol at Playhouse in the Park.
Yeah, absolutely.
What are some of the other plays that are good to take in during the holidays?
There are tons of great holiday arts experiences out there. You can see, well, there's the Nutcracker, which is a ballet. That's one of those classic things. But for a theater, you could see Sleeping Beauty at Ensemble Theater. You could check out Bureau of Missing Persons at No Theater, which isn't holiday per se, but it is very magical and fun to watch. And then Cincinnati Shakespeare Company does this amazingly cool thing where they mash up all of the holiday stories that you know into this hilarious play called Every Christmas Story Ever Told and Then Some. So if you want something a little different and creative, that's a good one to check out too.
513-419-7100 if you want to join the conversation. And let's talk with Elizabeth in Blue Ash. Good afternoon, Elizabeth. You're on Cincinnati Edition.
Good afternoon. I had a question. Do you know if the performance of Messiah on the 21st of this GSO, do you know if it's a sing-along?
I'm not sure. Rebecca, do you happen to know?
I am not sure, but I know that the May Festival and the Symphony love to have everyone join in on the Hallelujah Chorus over the summer, so I can only imagine that they would encourage that at this concert as well.
Okay, good. I did it back in the day with the L.A. Phil, and I still have the book.
Oh, wow. Great.
I still have the score.
Elizabeth, thank you very much for the phone call. We appreciate it. And again, if you'd like to join the conversation, 513-419-7100. Email talk at WVXU.org or find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Rebecca, what about some of the other arts and music events that go around on around town this time of year?
Sure. I mean, there are tons. We put together at ArtsWave a list of over 60 of the holiday
that
arts.
That many?
Yeah, and that's just arts. And we have a choose-your-own holiday arts adventure tool that you can use to try and find what would be right for you. So events like Holiday Lights at the Hill at Pyramid Hill Sculpture Park. We have Black Nativity from Cincinnati Black Theater Company. And then even stuff that's not Christmas, like Aladdin from Sunset Players. There's plenty to do this December in the arts.
And you created that, right?
I did, yeah.
Okay. What's the website? How do people find that?
So it's on theartswave.org, and it's Choose Your Own Holiday Arts Adventure. It's a lot of fun just to go through and find the right holiday experience for you.
Okay, and that's also on our website, WVXU.org. Tricia, Krohn Conservatory is a really nice place if you want to see some beautiful plants
and they always do such a great job this time of year with their holiday show. And like Rebecca was saying, with so much happening, when you have family coming in before or around the holiday, there's so much to do. And the Krohn Conservatory is always fun, and it's a nice stop for all ages too. So,
and they also, the train display is all natural materials, isn't it? That's neat.
Yeah.
What about other places to see lights and trains around town?
The trains, obviously, at Cincinnati Museum Center. The Duke Energy trains are set up there, which is a lot of fun. And Pogie and Patter, or the talking reindeer, are there too. So it's a nice way to kind of take in some holiday traditions in a different setting. And again, if you've got family in town, you're going to the Children's Museum, or you're going to they have tons of events at Museum Center around the holidays to have something everybody can really enjoy.
What's your favorite holiday traditional event? Give us a call and let us know, 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Tricia, do you know how long the Duke and the CG&E train display, how long that's been around?
It's through the New Year's. I think it's like January 4th or so. Or the 5th there, it will come down. I think that's
And they started doing this a long time ago, didn't they?
I think it's their 69th year
of
having the trains. And they've been at Museum Center, obviously, not that long. But yeah, so I think next year will be a huge anniversary for them.
Mike, we've talked about the unwrapped market and the home tour and the light up over the Rhine. What other things are happening over the Rhine during the holidays that people can enjoy?
They have OTR Glow, which is a decorating contest between throughout over the Rhine. Shops, residents, and nonprofits all decorate their window, and they're going to actually award the winners tonight at the Light Up OTR in the park. But, I mean, OTR is just kind of a year-round event. Rebecca mentioned Sleeping Beauty, and what we keep getting are a lot of people coming down to show off their Cincinnati pride. They just so enjoy having out-of-town visitors come in and see the renovation in the neighborhood, eating at the great restaurants on Vine Street, Main Street, and around the park. Yeah, you can just kind of wander and find plenty of things to do.
Rebecca, the Nutcracker, that's always a good thing to see this time of year, isn't it? If you like ballet and...
Oh, yeah. The Nutcracker is just such a classic, and the Cincinnati Ballet has recently refreshed it a bit with some new costumes and things last year, and it's just such a heartwarming and fun performance. And it's available on our Arts Pass.
Okay. Tricia, there's a German market, too, I hear, that's going in on Fountain Square.
Yeah.
This is the first year for that, right?
It's actually the second year.
Okay.
But it's much bigger this year than it was last year. And it's the Cincy Deutsch does the Chris Kindle Market. So there's pretzels and clothing vendors, but they have the spiced wine, the Glühwein, which I'm sure I'm saying wrong. So, you know, if you're outside and it's a little chilly, you can warm up with hot chocolate or wine. And they've got singers and bands performing in that area in the North Grove of Fountain Square throughout the day.
513-419-7100. If you'd like to join the conversation, let's talk with Bess in Hyde Park. Good afternoon, Bess. You're on Cincinnati Edition.
Hi. Well, I just want to say that the very best thing we've seen this entire holiday season was the Rosemary Clooney story Tenderly at the Playhouse. I actually sobbed all the way home. It was that good.
Okay, so that's become a new holiday tradition for you, I take it. You're going to keep doing this.
Well, I'm not sure that they're going to do it every
that's
holiday
true.
Season.
That's true.
I wrote my first fan letter ever at the age of 57. It was just so remarkable. The acting, everything about it was really, really mesmerizing.
Yeah, and Tenderly does have Christmas songs in it, so it's appropriate for this time of year.
Well, right. It's got a lot of the White Christmas, songs in it. So,
okay.
There you have it. Okay.
Thank you very much, Bess. We appreciate the call. Again, 513-419-7100. If you'd like to join the conversation. And Tenderly has actually been extended to July 11th. It's been doing so well. So,
yeah, it's been a lot of people have seen it around town. We brought a group of women with Arts Wave to go see it a few days ago, and everyone was gushing over how good it was.
Okay. Tricia, it's not just downtown Cincinnati and over the Rhine, though, to have a lot of different events going on. It's lots of Cincinnati area communities are doing things for the holidays, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, we're lucky to have neighborhoods that that all have their own traditions. So, and what Mike was saying about over the Rhine, go to Hyde Park, go stroll through North Side, even go up to Lebanon and just around in the area and see the lights and the decorations, and each has their own traditions to really celebrate.
Mike, there's caroling going on too at Washington Park, isn't there? So if people enjoy doing that kind of thing, they can get in on that.
6 to 8 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays in Washington Park, they've had carolers all the time. It's what I think is really amazing is Cincinnati's kind of gone back to its roots to find inspiration for these holiday celebrations. Mm-hmm. The Chris Kindle Market on Fountain Square, mm-hmm. the luminaries throughout over the Rhine. They just had Sängerfest throughout the churches and over the Rhine. And I think people are kind of trying to make that tradition of coming back downtown and enjoying the small shops, the neighborhood, the fantastic architecture. It's just kind of such a revitalization of the arts in these neighborhoods. And that's what's kind of leading the way in most of the celebrations here. It's just wonderful people that want to have a good time, enjoy themselves, and start some family traditions.
Mm-hmm. Is that what Downtown Cincinnati Incorporated is seeing, that people are,
are
really enjoying these and coming in more to see these kinds
Certainly.
Of things?
Certainly. One of the things that we were able to bring some of the Shillitoe's elves back downtown.
Yeah.
Because they're in Marymount. Santa's workshop is actually in Marymount, but there are about 11 of them, and then there are a number of them that are in Fort Wayne that we'd love to get back in Cincinnati sometime. But we have 11 of them set up at Carew Tower, and it's so fun to see people who remember seeing them as children when they were at Shillitoe's with their kids or their grandkids, and the little kids who've never seen them before, but they're responding to them. They're their size, they're on their level, and it's this great tradition that we've been able to revitalize in a grand Cincinnati building, but create these new memories for people with a tradition like that.
Did I hear right? Doris Day is going to be the grand marshal for the Rain Dog Parade. Has anybody?
What?
Yeah, I think I think I saw a press release on that, if I'm not mistaken.
I missed that. But
yeah.
Well, I know what I'm doing tomorrow.
Well, I've never seen the Rain Dog Parade before. What's that like?
It's a lot of fun. It's people dress up their dogs in various summer reindeer. Rain dogs, but just different sort of holiday costumes, and they parade through Mount Adams, and it's a big celebration. And there's dogs of all sizes, and little dogs, big dogs, and they're all very proud of how good they look in their finery.
Let's talk with Jacqueline in Covington. Good afternoon, Jacqueline. You're on Cincinnati Edition.
Good afternoon. I was calling about when you were talking about trains.
Where to see trains?
The Beringer Crawford Museum in DeVue Park in Covington has a beautiful display, especially for young children, and it's a little interactive with a scavenger hunt. We've gone there several times and enjoyed it.
Yeah, I really enjoy the train exhibit at the Beringer Crawford. I saw it last year, and they have it's interactive, and you can press buttons to activate different areas of it, and it's one of the things you can find on our Choose Your Own Holiday Adventure, so... A lot of fun.
Jacqueline, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Let's talk with Jerry in Madisonville. Good afternoon, Jerry. You're on Cincinnati Edition.
Do you mean Sherry?
Oh, okay. They typed Jerry on the screen, so my apologies.
Oh, okay. No, it's Sherry.
Sherry,
hi.
Okay.
Listen, something I'm really excited about is the Holiday Bright Ride that's happening tonight
okay.
the Rhine. It's where people decorate their bicycles with lights and sparkly, glowy things, and then ride around the neighborhood together.
Another family-friendly event, absolutely, and over the Rhine, in addition to...
The CAC is sponsoring Unsilent Night, which is sort of a contemporary
Unsilent
twist
Night.
On caroling. It was conceived by this artist a few years ago, and everyone is invited to meet in Washington Park around 6:30, and there are a selection of, I think, three songs that are played on boomboxes, but they're started at different times, so that as they're walking, it creates a completely different sound experience for the group, but also the people who are hearing it. So I think that with Light Up OTR and the Bright Ride, there'll be a lot to see and hear and really celebrate in the neighborhood.
There's so much to see and do. If you're coming down for one event, you're going to see three
yep.
or four other events mm-hmm. you want to take part in.
Okay. Sherry, thank you for the phone call. And Tricia, what's your advice? I mean, you can't possibly see everything.
You can't
so.
Do it all. No. But you could do a little bit of each. I mean, that's the thing. Like tonight, if you go down early for Light Up OTR, you'll get to hear part of Unsilent Night. And maybe when you're walking to dinner, you'll see the folks on the Bright Ride. Tomorrow night, you can maybe ride the Holly Jolly Trolley, see the fireworks at Dazzle, and then head up and if you can see the Cincinnati Pops, and after that maybe stop into the City Flea because it goes until 10. So you can do a little bit of everything if you plan right.
It's really nice to have so many choices, isn't it, Rebecca?
Oh yeah, and for someone like me who's relatively new to the area, There's so much to do and so many great new ways for me to create holiday traditions. Mm-hmm. And then I can find what's for me using this choose your own adventure thing. Okay. So it's going to work out well.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, Tricia, Rebecca, and Mike, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks, Mark.
Tricia Suit is Director of Marketing for Downtown Cincinnati Incorporated. Rebecca Kalkin is Manager of Digital Communication for ArtsWave. And Mike Deiniger is co-owner of Micah 12V and president of the Central Vine Street Business Association. For more information on holiday happenings, check out the Over the Rhine Chamber of Commerce, Downtown Cincinnati Incorporated, and ArtsWave's Choose Your Own Holiday Arts Adventure sites. You can find links to those at WVXU.org. After the break, advice for your holiday travels, and a UC professor and his students explore how climate change is affecting the Rocky Mountain Apollo butterfly. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.